This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, December 5th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. In what promises to be the biggest religious freedom case in American history for Christians, the United States Supreme Court will hear arguments on the Jack Phillips Bakery case starting today. Alliance Defending Freedom will be arguing the case on behalf of the Christian baker who refused to make a cake for a homosexual wedding. ADF insists that, quote, creative professionals should be able to use their God-given talents in ways that are consistent with their beliefs, end quote. Pray today for Alliance Defending Freedom and Jack Phillips. Pray that righteousness will prevail so that the state would not be able to steal a man's business. Plus, pray that sexual perversion would not be promoted by the Supreme Court of the United States. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the president's travel ban on the Mideast countries of Syria, Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. The ban will stay in place while other legal challenges work their way through the courts. President Trump has freed up about 2 million acres in Utah out of 3.1 million acres of national land claimed by Presidents Obama and Clinton. Remarkably, the federal government owns 640 million acres, about 30% of America's real estate. The president has also issued a full endorsement of Judge Roy Moore in that Alabama U.S. Senate race. Trump tweeted that, quote, we need his vote on stopping crime, illegal immigration, border wall, military, pro-life, Second Amendment, and more, end quote. The final election is scheduled for a week from today. Over 1,500 pro-lifers showed up for a march around Charlotte, North Carolina's largest abortion mill last weekend. The organization, Love Life, called it a prayer march, and David Benham told the media they were out to love their little neighbors as Jesus instructed.
Love Life is not here to protest anything, but to proclaim that we love Jesus, and because of that, we love our neighbors as ourselves, and how we show that is by helping to provide their tangible needs.
According to WSOC-TV, the city of Charlotte is regulating pro-life protests in front of the Latrobe Drive abortion mill, limiting the types of signs allowed. Police officers are positioned on weekends at the clinic to be sure that those who wish to abort or kill their unborn children are, quote, not obstructed from accessing the clinic, end quote. Pro-lifers are calling Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner the worst Republican governor in America. The National Review criticized Rauner for failing to keep his word and signing a bill that requires taxpayer funding of abortions in the land of Lincoln. The Worldview spoke with Debbie Locander of Choose Life Ministries, based in San Antonio, Texas.
As a Republican, as a post-abortive woman, and as a pro-life activist, I am appalled that the Republican Illinois governor, Governor Rauner, has gone against his promise to not back tax-funded abortion, which is going to open the door for approximately 12,000 babies to be killed by taxpayer money next year. We sure don't need that kind of Republican in the Republican Party.
Whether or not you live in Illinois, you can register your objection with Governor Rauner personally through a link in our transcript today, or you can call 312-814-2121. That's 312-814-2121. I hope you'll take a stand for the babies. In a recent interview with CBN News, Vice President Mike Pence testified to President Trump's faith.
People have asked to pause for a moment of prayer, and the president readily embraces that. I think he's always very humbled and grateful by the support of believers. But let me be clear, President Trump is a believer, and so am I. And we understand the role of faith in the life of this nation.
The vice president also said that the president readily embraces a moment to pause and pray in the Oval Office. After 1,000 years of the influence of Christ upon Iceland, The nation is building a pagan temple. The Isatru Temple in Reykjavik is expected to be completed later next year. The liberating gospel of Jesus Christ came to Iceland in 1000 AD. In the year 1016, Iceland became the first nation to ban infanticide by democratic vote. This protection of human life lasted until May 22, 1975, when the Iceland Parliament brought back abortion or the killing of a child in its mother's womb. 2 Peter 2, 21-22 says, "For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to her wallowing in the mire." And finally, a pastor in Orange County, North Carolina, caught a thief on the church property and chased him to his car. As the suspect fled, Pastor Austin Brown shot out his tires, and police apprehended the man. The pastor told WRAL-TV, quote, "We just hope and pray it never happens again, and we put our trust in the Lord," end quote. As you know, the Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus as Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, December 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.